In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The man missed the point. He sounded pious. Blessed is the man who will feast in the kingdom of God. But he spoke about a future feasting, a future meal. He saw that kingdom of God as somehow far off in the distance, as not present among him, but coming at a later date. Jesus, however, had said, "The kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Present tense. For where Christ is, there is his kingdom. The kingdom was not far off. It was not coming at a later date, but it had come right then and there. For God had become man to bring the kingdom and all of its blessings to mankind. And the man missed it. The feast that the man spoke about and the feast that Christ himself tells a parable about is Christ himself. "I am the bread of life," Jesus said. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." So to feast in God's kingdom is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God who has been sent into the world to rescue fallen man. The man missed that. He failed to see Jesus as the Son of God, and so he failed to enjoy the blessings of that kingdom which sat right in front of him. We often slip into that man's thinking in our view of the kingdom. We hear about the kingdom of God and we're tempted to think that it's coming at a later date, that it comes to us only on the last day or with the day that we die. But the kingdom of God is in your midst right now. It is not coming far off in the distance, but it comes to you right here, right now. And all the blessings of that kingdom, righteousness, perfection, peace, love, even heaven itself, all of those blessings come to you right now. For where Christ is, there is his kingdom. Christ comes to you in his word and in his sacraments. So that kingdom of God comes to you in his word and in the sacraments as well. You see this most clearly in the Holy Communion, where you actually feast on the body and blood of your God to receive that kingdom and all the blessings that Christ had won for you. The Father has prepared this splendid feast by sending his Son into the world. The Virgin had conceived and given birth to a son. He lived. He suffered. He died. And by his death, he destroyed death. Then he rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God to send the Holy Spirit into the world. So all things are now ready. Nothing more needs to be done by you or by anyone else. All things are now ready. God bore the expense so that you might enjoy the bounty of his treasure. So come to the supper. Listen to his words with joy. Eat and drink. Come and do not delay. There are not two separate kingdoms. There is only one kingdom. The kingdom, however, is found in heaven and on earth. The difference is not found in the kingdom, but it's found in our perception and how we see the kingdom. Right now, we don't see the perfection, the glory. We don't see the righteousness. Not even at all times do we see the love of that kingdom flowing among us. But in heaven, you see it. In heaven, your eyes are opened to see your perfection, the glory, the righteousness, to see the peace and love and life that God has won for you. There is only one kingdom, for there is only one church. And did you notice that the master only sent out one servant? For the message of the gospel is singular. And those who proclaim it are united by this proclamation of the gospel. So the apostles preached the same message that the prophets of old preached. And the patriarchs believed the very same things that you believe. For there is only one kingdom, one church. Voices and languages change, but the invitation is the same. Come, for all things are now ready. Come and feast at the banquet of your God. Come and receive his forgiveness, his love, his life, his salvation. But these men made excuses. So do we. We think we have plenty of time when we see the kingdom of God is coming at a later time, as far off in the distance. Then we think we have plenty of time to carry about our daily lives without any repercussions. When we see the kingdom of God as coming only on the last day to us, then we begin to make excuses. When we see this feast of the kingdom as nothing more than preparing us for heaven at a later time, then it's very easy to get distracted by our work, our property, and our family. So the men make excuses, even as we make excuses. The fact that we are distracted is seen in how we view the coming of the visible kingdom of God on the last day. We're not always ready for it. If you were to die this very day, what would happen? Well, that makes us a bit uneasy because there are things we still want to accomplish with our lives. Yet our Lord instructs us to always be watchful and to always be prepared. We have this whole list of things that we want to do, and it's fine to have that list. And even God be praised if he allows you to accomplish it. But do not think for one second that you will be missing out on anything. There is not one triumphant saint in heaven who wants to be back here, not even to spend time with his family. Rather, how blessed to be with our Christian spouses, our Christian parents, our Christian children, our Christian friends, enjoying the glory of that heavenly feast, seeing it with our eyes, and sitting with Abraham, Isaac, and all the saints of old, and all who are yet to come. There is nothing better than that. So if there is nothing better than that, if that is what we are striving for, then is there really anything better than receiving the feast of that kingdom right here, right now? Is there any other place we would rather be than here, feasting and receiving? Of course not. For the feast of heaven has come down to earth. The kingdom of God comes to you in bread and wine, for your God comes to you, so that you may eat and have eternal life. Not eternal life at a future time, but eternal life right here, right now. For where Christ is, there is the kingdom. And where the kingdom is, there are all the blessings Christ has won. So come. Come as you are, whether broken or weary, hungry or hurting. Come with your walkers and your canes. Come with your children in your arms. Come if you are a sinner, yes, even the chief of sinners. For the Lord has died to save sinners, and he wants to give this kingdom away to sinners. And what you receive here, you will enjoy for all eternity. So discipline your bodies to pay attention. Teach your children and encourage your friends and spouses to pay attention. Let nothing else creep into your mind. Discipline your thoughts on the words, the hymns, the prayers, even the actions of this service. Let nothing distract you from this. For each word and action is meant to teach you this eternal truth. Christ is present and is bringing the kingdom to you right now. So receive it. You do not have to wait till heaven. Receive it now. You enjoy it now. So blessed are those who are feasting in the kingdom of God right now. And when we see that kingdom coming to us right now, when we see that God has not withheld it from us but gives it to us fully and completely, then our view of the last day will also change. And we will be happy to confess with St. Paul, to live is Christ, to die is gain. It is far better to depart and to be with Christ. For the more we ponder the bliss of heaven, the more we think about and meditate the resurrection of all flesh, The more we think about that kingdom, the more eager we are to receive it. And then the more we will be driven back here to enjoy it and to receive it at his Holy Supper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.